To Italy now, specifically southern Italy, and the Mafia. Americans can indulge a fascination with the mob through endless viewings of the Godfather movies or the TV series The Sopranos. Now, for those aficionados who really want to steep themselves in the mythology, there is a new CD. It's a compilation of old songs of honor and vengeance created by some of the original mafiosi of southern Italy. NPR's Silvia Poggioli has been checking it out.
The CD is called Il Canto di Malavita, Songs of the Criminal Life. More simply, mafia music. It was first issued 2 years ago by a German label and was an unexpected success in Northern Europe, selling 60,000 copies. At first hearing, these seemed to be sentimental, mournful folk songs, but armed with a lyric sheet, the listener is struck by the violence of these gore-filled tunes.
Prepariti a morire che già allora c'è un sangue mio che chiama la vendita.
Get ready to die, your time has come. My life blood demands vengeance. Your hand is now tainted, and I swear you'll never shoot again. Blood cries for blood.
La vita non c'è di ora la paghi tu.
The songs are historical relics from the southern province of Calabria, home of the 'Ndrangheta, the most secretive and elusive of the Italian mafias. In order to understand the context in which this music evolved, we travel to the provincial capital, Reggio Calabria. It's the feast day of the patron saint, an occasion that blends the sacred and profane. Dozens of men wearing sackcloth groan as they struggle under the weight of a huge Baroque painting of the Madonna, bedecked in flowers and jewels. Mothers eagerly hold up their squealing children to kiss the painting. The festivities reach their peak outside the cathedral, where a large crowd forms a circle around two dancing men. This is the hypnotic rhythm of the foot-stomping tarantella. But this is no dance of courtship. Only men kick up their heels in the Calabrian version, the tarantella malandrina. In mafia code, that means tarantella of the honorable society. There's a maestro di ballo, the master of the dance, and he's the boss who decides who can dance and for how long. It's a symbolic trial of honor, a simulated form of male competition. It's an opportunity to assess status and prestige, and it's a reassertion of the values of the 'Ndrangheta underworld. Those values hailed in the lyrics of the Canto di Malavita. The man who collected these lyrics is amateur music historian Mimmo Siclari. For decades, he's traveled from village to village in the rugged Calabrian mountains, talking to old people and collecting songs from an oral tradition obsessed with honor, betrayal, and vengeance. The songs were sung at feasts celebrating the entry of a new 'Ndrangheta member, a release from prison, or a successful vendetta. Today, Siclari has gathered a group of musicians in his recording studio.
You're not a man, you're nothing, a carcass bloated by shame. Your final resting place will be a concrete wall.
Siclari explains the meaning of this song, The Traitors.
Questi sarebbero come un Giuda che ha tradito Dio in pratica.
These men are like Judas, who betrayed God.
The melodies derive from archaic Mediterranean traditions, as do the instruments, the lyre, tambourine, and zampogna, a primitive bagpipe made from goatskin. The lyrics were handed down generation to generation, many were composed in prison. The 'Ndrangheta, a word that may be of Greek origin and which may mean society of men, was born as an organization to protect the poor from a distant, oppressive government that imposed taxes and a 7-year military service on young men. The lyrics of the Canto di Malavita reflect what Mimmo Sicleri describes as the Robin Hood values of an underworld that no longer exists.
Che oggi è un mondo tutto fatto a modo suo.
Today it is a crazy world. Nobody knows who is who. You can no longer tell the difference between a mafioso and a politician. Today world is selfishness, money, drugs, filth. It has nothing to do with my world, with the world I'm trying to revive through these songs.
Over the last 3 decades, a new generation of more ruthless mafiosi has taken over the Calabrian underworld, reaping huge profits from the international drug trade. The old traditionalists of the 'Ndrangheta, whose activities were kidnapping and extortion, decry the venality and loss of values of the new mobsters. Mimmo Sicleri has produced several mafia music cassettes with explicit covers of men lying in pools of blood and monkeys in see, hear, speak no evil poses. The cassettes have a cult following in Calabria and in prisons, but many Italians and Italian-Americans criticize the new CD, saying it exports and glorifies the old stereotype of the Italian as gangster. Francesco Sbano, a Calabrian who produced the CD, says critics should remember the social and economic misery that forced millions of people to emigrate. And he says Calabrians shouldn't be ashamed of their past.
The CD is a document of the past. It is a part of the true history of Calabria. And we have not to forget it.
But musician Valentino Santagati says it's hard to draw a fine line between the new and old 'Ndrangheta. He says in Calabria, there's widespread identification with the culture of the so-called honorable society.
There is no clean break between the traditionalists and the new bosses. It is all very murky. Those who have committed many murders, who deal with the drug trade, they use the same language, the same code. They are all rooted in the same culture, and the current mafia bosses are very pleased that the music circulates in the local market. It can only help win new recruits.
As we leave Reggio Calabria, the Anti-Mafia Commission of the Italian Parliament is holding hearings. Experts report that the 'Ndrangheta has never been so powerful. It now controls much of the world drug trade. It holds sway over the Sicilian Cosa Nostra and gives orders to Colombian narco-traffickers. Here in Calabria, officials say, informers are extremely rare. The climate of both fear and complicity all but ensures the 'Ndrangheta boss's impunity. And it's all codified in their archaic law of silence, omertà. Mentre canta la
lupara. While the sawed-off shotgun sings, the traitor screams and dies. This is the law of our society. Blind, deaf, and dumb am I. I am one of the society. Omerta, omerta.
Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Reggio Calabria. Leggi chi non perdona. Acufaci famita.